a very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Mike's Radio. And yes, why not? We'll get all lovey this evening. Well, it was Valentine's the other day. So, we will have more women and jazz. We'll have some Billy and Billy May, Cole Porter, or Cole Porter tunes. But with a love theme running throughout. For anyone by whom you might be. Oh, a lovely way to get going, particularly if you are bewitched, bothered, or bewildered, preferably just bewitched, by someone special in your life, and maybe you smothered them in love this Valentine's Day. Love, indeed. Flowers, chocolates, a nice meal, or perhaps you don't bother with it. Perhaps you just have someone, a partner, another half, husband, wife, whatever the case may be, and it's someone that you just love all year round, and you don't bother with a special day because every day is a special day when you're with them. Eve Boswell there. Eva Kaletti, I think she was originally Hungarian. I thought she was American. She was actually Hungarian and, yeah, was quite popular back in the day, popular as a pop singer, a vocalese singer. Very nice. came really out after the outbreak of the Second World War, when her family moved out to South Africa, where they were working with the Boswell Circus. And after a few years in South Africa, during which she got married, she was offered a temporary contract working with a band in the UK. And the success with the contract eventually led to her becoming a popular singer in Great Britain in the 1950s and taking the name Eve Boswell. Educated in Switzerland, she'd been around a bit and studied piano, not singing so much, and then went on when the Second World War was declared. Like I said, she left Britain to escape the war, basically, with the Boswell Circus, and took the name Boswell, of course, after marrying one of the Boswells, funnily enough, as you do. True love all round. Lovely way to get us going for a bit of a, yeah, I mean, it's not a super special, but we are thinking about love. It's the week of love for lots of people. And yeah, maybe you did spoil your loved one a couple of days back. Maybe you didn't. Whichever way, I like to think somewhere along the line you might have some sort of dearly beloved.
Dearly beloved, how clearly I see, somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you, angel voices led me. Nothing could save me, fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, merely, dearly beloved, tell me that it's true, tell me you agree, I was meant for you, you were meant for me. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, Millie, dearly beloved, be
Denny Dennis with Dearly Beloved, a massive star in his time. Denny Dennis, of course, took his singing very seriously. Not all the singers did, realistically. I think some of them just went out and did it. We had lessons. He studied for a time under the widow of classical conductor Percy Pitt, who says he could have been an operatic bass if he'd put his mind to it. But why would he when he was so popular on stage, screen and radio, much in demand? Even received an unofficial approach from Henry Hall's manager, which apparently he was unable to accept because of his contract with Roy Fox. And by 1938, he was a massive star, had more than 200 records, and often came out in polls ahead of the likes of Al Boley or Sam Brown or Sam Costa, people who, on the face of it, would seemingly have more famous names, perhaps bigger up the chart, or in the public's imagination, you might think. I do like the fact that he was a bit naive, apparently, certainly in his younger years, and used to be the butt of a few practical jokes. And I think I mentioned this once before, that at one time when they were playing in back Blackpool, he unpacked his tuxedo to discover it full of dead fish. It minged for days, apparently. I wouldn't imagine he'd be best amused one way or another. He also met some big stars. He met Louis Armstrong. You would never put Denny Dennis and Louis Armstrong together, I think, would you? But he included Louis Armstrong, who he had a brief encounter with in Nottingham, and also Charlie Shavers, the trumpeter, the only black member of Louis' band at the time, who took him under his wing. But, of course, they couldn't do anything then because of racial prejudice, but they had a friendship which went on for years and was renewed later on when Charlie toured Great Britain. Another one of those great characters, Billy May. I mentioned we'll have a little bit of Billy May, a bit of naughty operetta. How could I say no? How about this one? Very appropriate, I think, for a bit of a sweet and swing with a lovey theme. One Kiss. One Kiss, Billy May and his orchestra from Billy May's Naughty Operetta. I'm not quite sure exactly when that came out. I'm just looking to see the date. 1950s, by the looks of it. Mid-1950s, 55 or somewhere around there. From a compilation with Billy May's Naughty Opera, also Billy May Plays for Dancing. Two on an EMI twofer there. We haven't done a twofer yet. We'll have a twofer before the night is out, I promise you. And we'll also have some fats. He's coming up now. I don't know, we had some fats last week. And I said, oh, you can't have too much fats. Which in my ears, or eyes, you can't. And two for the price of one. So I just thought, seeing as it was the week of Valentine's and we've got a bit of a love special for you, I could play this one for my other half. So how about this one from Fats then? Sweet Sue, Just You.
Star above knows the one I love, Sweet Sue. is you. And that moon on high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, Susie Q, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dream. Without you, baby, I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. But in this heart of mine, you live all the time. Sweet Susie, Susie, Susie Q, it's you, it's you. Thank you.
finding Harry Hayes and his band Let's Get Acquainted. Good track that. Now it sort of poodles along rather nicely, doesn't it? I rather like that one. As a bit of a twofer, I told you we'd have a twofer, and indeed we did. So Harry Hayes and his band straight off the back of Sweet Sue by the inimitable Fats Waller. And I could play that one, like I said, for my other half. Sue, as a late Valentine's. Well, you know, better late than never, as they say. A little bit late to get acquainted as being married over 20 years, but, you know, never too late, as they say, one way or another. It is sweet and swing. It is H with you. Lovely to have your company as ever on, yes, I know Valentine's been and gone, but it's a week of love, seemingly, according to a lot of my compatriots in any case. So we'll stay with the love themes, things we're still in the week of Valentine's Day for 2023 in any case, and something vaguely lovey or associated with love, perhaps. All things love, and it's not a bad thing in the current climate, is it? Not enough of love round, as they say, or as the Beatles might have said. So why not? In the meantime, if you've got any thoughts, of course, always lovely to hear from you. Howard Caine at Sweet and Swing. Howard Caine with an E-C-A-I-N-E. And you can email me, just howardcaine@manxradio.com. Can't get much easier than that, can it? So drop me a line. Any thoughts? Perhaps you'd like some sort of special. An Easter special. Would you like an Easter special? Based around rabbits and chicks and Henderson or otherwise. Eggs? I don't know. An Easter special on Sweet and Swing? Or you've got a favourite artist? Favourite band you haven't heard for a long time? I haven't played for ages? Perhaps you've never heard a favourite singer or artist and you'd like a bit of a feature, you know, a regular over a few weeks like we were doing with Gracie earlier on. Drop me a line, howardcaine@manxradio.com. Or, of course, you can use the old postcard, snail mail, call it what you will. Howard Caine, Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House. And that's Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, IM15BW. And it will get to me in record time, no doubt. But the email's even faster. The sweetest sound next to heaven. That's what they used to call Guy Lombardo's music.
Thank you.
Oh, I like the fact you can hear the needle going through the shellac there. Wasn't actually playing 78 in the studio, of course, I was playing that from a CD. Although, frankly, a CD, grandad, as some of the younger ones say these days to me. CDs are somewhat passé these days. Vinyl is back. Wait for it, 78s will have a return in the next 10 years, I imagine. Who wants all that convenience and silence when you can have a very fragile, brittle 78, which only lasts for 48 seconds, goes at 78 revs per minute. You have to change the needle every few hours. And, and they crackle quite a bit. Much more fun back in the day. Stranger things have happened. You might be laughing. Stranger things have happened. No one would have predicted the LP would still be going strong in 2023, would they, in the 1990s? Wouldn't have thought so. I certainly didn't. Any case, Guy Lombardo, another one of those incredible characters who seemed to, yes, he was a restaurateur, he was a bon viveur, he was a very wealthy businessman, and a champion powerboat racer, as well as being a band leader. Yeah, not content with one. How do people manage to do that? I don't know. Okay, the man in the pork pie hat. I was thinking about this because I've got a pork pie hat and I was wearing it down to the Erin Arts Centre. Went to a wonderful concert there at the weekend, last weekend that is, of course. A marvellous Romanian classical pianist, a lovely chap, and a brilliant pianist playing Chopin and Tchaikovsky, and really, really good. Again, he seemed to speak fluent English and fluent Romanian, probably speaks fluent French and German, and is a wonderful, wonderful concert pianist as well. And he's only about 29 or 30 or something. Yes, you feel a bit talentless at times, don't you? Great stuff. Check out the EAC. There's always something good going on down there, whether it's classical, jazz, light, theatre, whatever. Something interesting that Pip and his crew have got on going down there. But I had my pork pie hat on, which a few people commented, oh, it's a nice hat. And I said, yes, it is. It's a pork pie hat, the same as what worn by this man here. Lester Young, of course, the Prez. Sadly, I can't play the saxophone like he can. Get your kettle on. I'm going for a cup of tea now.
Thank you.
this year's kisses. This week's kisses. Are you being romantic for Valentine's Day? You could be a romantic all year round. Who knows? Lester Young and the Jazz Giants back in 1956. Lester on tenor, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green guitar, Gene Ramey bass, Joe Jones at the drums. Not a bad lineup, I think you'd have to agree. Sweet and Swing, and it's H with you as always here on Mike's Radio on a Friday evening. A bit of a Cole Porter. We've been dipping into the Cole Porter songbook, so some different bands doing takes, their takes on some Cole Porter classics, and not that difficult to find a Cole Porter tune associated with love one way or another. Albeit he did ask the question, what is this thing called love? Great gong or tam-tam at the end there. What is this thing called love? Leo Reisman and his orchestra featuring Bubba Miley on the trumpet and Eddie Duchamp on piano with Lewis Conrad taking the vocals in 1930. Leo Reisman, a violin player. Well, he started out, started recording for Columbia Records back in the early 1920s and recorded exclusively for Columbia from 1923 and through into the Great Depression of 1929, when he then signed up with Victor, and after that with Brunswick, when he stayed with them until 1937, and then went back to Victor again. Yes, nothing new, all these swapping around, it's gone on for ages. He had a great habit of, well, of featuring composers and Broadway performers as band vocalists. So you had the likes of Harold Arlen, Fred Astaire, Clifton Webb, Arthur Schwartz, all singing on some of his recordings. Also featured Lee Wiley in 1931 for her first three recordings. But more often than not, his vocalists were Frank Luther or Dick Robertson. Nice number, that one. What is this thing called love? Eddie Duchamp, as we heard there, was a member of Leo Reisman's orchestra, and it was Reisman who gave Duchamp his first big break. He also went on to work on radio and for a few years had the 9 o'clock Review, a 30-minute weekly programme on the Mutual Broadcasting System back in 1937. If you can cast your mind back that far. A bit further than I can manage. But don't get too hot and bothered, whatever you do. Fine bit of strident boogie style piano playing there by Clarence Prophet. Hot and Bothered. Duke Ellington number, I think that one as well, isn't it? Wonderful track. Hope you're not too hot and bothered whilst you're listening to Sweet and Swing. But, you know, love can have that effect on people, can't they? Getting them a little bit hot and bothered. Yeah, particularly if you've been married. No, we're not going to go down that road at all. We've still got some of the women of jazz to squeeze in. Before the end of the programme, classic female jazz artists who are beavering away and coming out with stuff every bit as good as the men, better in a lot of cases. in the rather awkward times of 1939 to 1952, and there weren't that many opportunities for them to be recognised. But they still went out and played there, and quite rightly too. And you listen to some of them, you think, how on earth could they have been shunned in the way that they were? Before that, though, how about another sort of love you want? Bit of, well, it's from a collection of Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. Dan Donovan with Love is a Dancing Thing. Love is a Dancing Thing, Dan Donovan taking the vocals there. Donovan qualified originally as a motor mechanic, starting out in Cardiff, but of course sang with, well, who didn't he sang with? He sang with Sidney Kite and Bertini, with Harry Bidgood, Charlie Kuntz, Mantovani, Oscar Rabin, Jay Wilbur. Marvellous. It was a chance audition with De Bruy Summers in London, however, though, that started him out and brought him what at the time was mega books. I don't know what he was earning as a motor mechanic and the son of a coalman, but he went on to earn £26 a week in 1930, which, I'll see if I can work it out, but I mean, it would be a lot of money, a lot of money. We'll have a listen to one of the women in jazz and see if I can work that one out. Sometimes you can Google it, can't you, and come out with the most amazing figures. But £26 a week would have been a lot of cash, when I imagine the average weekly wage would have been £2 or £3 or something along those lines. So it must have been a good wodge, to say the very least. OK, some women in jazz. Classic female jazz artists, 1939 to 1952 is what we're looking at. And this one could have been my... could have been my theme tune back in my teenage years, when you were looking at all those lovely girls walking past and thinking exactly what Helen Forrest is going to sing. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Forest, with my old theme tune from my teenage years. What could have been my theme tune from my teenage years, it has to be said. It wasn't generally, because I didn't know the tune at the time. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Would have been very appropriate, though, it has to be said. Would have summed up my chances of girls in my teenage years. Yes. Well, let's not dwell on that in any case. Moving onwards and upwards. Helen Forrest with Lionel Hampton there. Helen, of course, one of the perhaps most revered or respected of the big band singers, famous for her work with Goodman and with Shaw and Harry James. And while she was with Benny Goodman, she was much admired by Lionel Hampton, playing the vibes there, of course. Lionel left Goodman in July of 1940, not having a band of his own. He brought Helen and the King Cole Trio and Helen's husband at the time, Al Spieldock, for this session, on which we just heard them play their remarkable version of a Ghost of a Chance, with Lionel and Nat Cole splitting the first chorus, then Helen taking over for the second. Whilst I was listening to Helen, I was indeed having a quick Google round, as you do, because you can, can't you, if you've got access to your phone or your laptop or whatever, to see if you can work out, translate money from one generation to another. So according to Mr. Google, and who am I to argue with Mr. Google, £26 a week in 1930 would be the equivalent last year, 2022, of around £1,300 a week. So in the scale of things, I would say that's not too shabby, £1,300 a week. It's certainly more than I seem to make these days. So he was doing all right, really, and probably better than he would have been staying as a car mechanic in Cardiff. That said, if you've had a car in the garage recently, you might think otherwise. Thank you. That's about it for this lovely special. Well, vague special in any case. Why not? Bit of fun. Valentine's week. Whether you love it or hate it. There's nothing wrong with thinking about being in love for an hour, is there? And celebrating some of the countless tunes and songs which have been written about love over the generations. There must be millions of them, including up to this day. Although, to be fair, most of them now are rubbish. Only joking. But some good ones we've been listening to, aren't there? Right, same time, same place next week. Look after yourselves. Cheerio.